You know, when he had his hand up like this because the sun was in his eyes. I was excited about something, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And I gave him a high five because I thought he was, yeah. And he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I thought you were excited too. And he's just like, I hate you. Okay.
Hilarious.
Hi, we are
Peter,
Jenny,
and Jamie
from Strange Fruit. And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
My way, we two-step and just give me foreplay. If you got a friend, we could make it three-way. Love fucking on the first night, it's like nights when vibes right, a gas pipe, we spark light, we all smile. It's called chemistry, baby, all charged up, full of energy. I don't wanna dance, I don't give a damn, cause all I wanna do is sex you up.
And welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rocket in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Lenny,
Jonathan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Hello Fantastic, the EP from Elephant 12. And this is brought to us by the Muse Box and Katie Trimble there. So thank you, Katie, for sending us this way. And thank you, Elephant 12, for allowing us to listen to your EP. And with that, we will turn it over to Miss April.
Yeah, so So as far as I'm concerned, Elephant 12 is a duo. It's a two-man group. Dad did mention
they have a drummer as well. Milo? Is that what I said?
I don't know. But
you
yeah,
butchered that.
Yeah. But it was on Facebook, and I don't have it called
but
up
But the
now,
faces
so
of the group are Jerome Cook, or Jeremy, I don't know, on vocals, and Robbie Pino on the guitar. They've been a group for a while, but I'm a little off on is whether they're from Canada or East London, because yes, I see your eyeball.
Maybe one's from Canada and one's from
and
East
one's
London.
From yeah. Well, see, in my notes it says Toronto's Elephant 12. You know, like yeah. They come from Toronto, but then in the very next paragraph it says formed in the depths of East London. I don't know if they're from Canada, went there.
Maybe it's a neighborhood in Toronto.
Maybe. That's a possibility.
And I know on the Facebook, though, it lends it to they evidently met up in London.
Okay, like they're probably from Toronto.
But they're from Toronto, though.
That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
And we also need to mention real fast that intro song was Don't Want to Dance by them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
super good date music.
Oh, heck yeah.
That'll get her in the mood.
Romantic.
I would not say that.
If she really likes ICP, definitely.
Yeah, she's into it. But Elephant 12 has had a lot of success for it. They are an indie group, you know, indie rock, indie, you know, hip hop and everything. And so they've done a lot. They've been to a lot of festivals, been featured, you know, in a lot of magazines and
magazines
and radios. That's and everything. And their most upcoming is they've played, you know, London, New York, Toronto, of course. They played South by Southwest in 2013, you know. Yeah. So
that's
so
Toronto's big music festival, right?
No, that's no. Down in Austin.
Yeah, Texas. That's American.
South by Southwest.
But they North by Northwest is Toronto's movie festival.
Yeah, have been featured in Canadian Music Week.
That's cool.
So there you go. There's your Canadian.
I knew that South by Southwest labor. Was a music festival. At least give me credit there. I didn't
good
know
job.
Where it was. Toronto, Austin, almost the same place.
But yeah, and so with this group, you know, I'm not usually a big indie group fan, but I'm actually I actually like this group a little bit.
Whoa. A little bit.
You're not. Wait, say that again. You like music?
What?
She said that she doesn't like indie music that much, but she actually likes this group a little bit.
Is there anything she does like that much? I mean, that's
yes.
Sorry, April, I spoke for you.
My cats.
You have cats?
We were okay, so off on a tangent in class today. We'll get there. But in class today, we were doing testing something out for my teacher, because he's in charge of a lot of big school email crap and everything.
Sounds important.
So I went and grabbed a laptop, you know, but it wasn't working for me. So instead, I was Googling cats and tacos and fish with everyone else.
So we have a catfish taco.
Yeah, and then I was Snapchatting it and the teacher and everything, and I'm like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Took pictures of a friend's computer. This is what I'm doing. It was a good day.
Did you have any good grumpy face cats on there? Those
were
my favorite.
Yeah, there's this cute one where he like got smacked in the face. And he's like, ah. Like,
you
his
mean
face
grumpy
is all,
cat, right?
Oh. Anyways, back to elephants instead of kitty cats. I actually did really like their music, because...
And these are some horny elephants.
Not just in that song, Deuce Louise. Yeah, that last song really reminds me of Insane Clown Posse, which I'm a ICP, which I'm a fan of. It's... You either really like ICP or you really don't, or either you don't know who I'm talking about, you know, because they are a bit of a subculture group now, you know. You have to.
They've been on WWF, which is now WWE, and I don't know if they've ever been on that. But when it was still the WWF, they were actually a wrestling team.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a lot, but they did do the music for a really cool wrestling team that won a bit, called the Oddities, that were a lot of fun, and that was during WWF's kind of heyday.
Well, this is when I liked the beats to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Even on all of them, they just had a good, solid...
It's in there.
Baseline beat on most of them. And to me, they have some of the rap in it, as you heard with this one. But when you look at the description, they say it's electropop.
Well, rock.
Elephant 12. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, see, to me, they're not one genre, but I did notice as we listened to the EP, the songs got progressively more of a rock style to them. They started out very hip hop and slowly converted to rock as they went down, you know. But I can see where both, you know, influenced each other in the songs, and I liked that too, you know, because I liked. This is going to sound weird, but I like hip-hop a lot more than I like R&B, even though those are very similar genres, you know. But the hip-hop's more, they've got more of that bounce beat and everything. And
Quietly. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Quietly, that comes through.
I hear them pages and everything.
But this is one where I like Jerome's voice, and it fits well with the rapping aspect better than the rock aspect.
Mm-hmm. I like the rapping best.
And I enjoyed that tremendously, you know, with the rapping. Who was the guitarist?
Robbie Pino.
Robbie, yeah. And he comes in and lends his vocals as well as background.
Yeah.
But
my thing with it was, you know, I really like the rapping and everything. I usually do like rap, actually. But to me, it almost got to the point with the chorus lines where it was a little too repetitive.
He's got some long dreadlocks.
He does.
That's Robbie. That's Robbie, the guitarist. He's cool. I think he looks cool with him.
With me, it's obviously you have to repeat, you know, a chorus a little bit, you know, or like a line once or twice, maybe three times max. But to me, it just got to that point where it's a little too like, oh, I got that.
Right.
On to the next one. But other than that, I thought, you know, all of the songs were, you know, head bopping songs, you know, they can get stuck in your head really easily. And the rapping wasn't so fast and obnoxious that you couldn't understand it. Like, that's what I hate. You know, I get that it's cool that you can say all these words really fast, but it don't mean crap if I can't understand you.
April, you hate something? Tell me more.
I know, right? I actually like rap for the majority.
Well, like I said, I always liked the instrumentals first before I listened to the lyrics. So the instrumentals is what pulled me into them first, and then I listened to the lyrics after that. So I really like the heavier drum beats, the heavier beats to everything, and especially like with Shut Up. And this one had more of a rock feel and almost like a Joan Jett feel when it was coming in for me.
I got on the very first one, the Dance on the Moon.
All Aboard on the Moon.
All Aboard on
that
the Moon.
That was kind of a
I got this weird Michael Jackson / Britney Spears / ICP. And I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. But I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where... Go ahead. You said you
Lenny's actually speechless. Wow.
The song Shut Up, I really want to know if they were inspired by Trick Daddy, because it's pretty close.
Well, yeah, and when you showed us Trick Daddy's song, I want to know, because if they didn't
cover it,
they for sure sampled it, because there's no way they would have gotten away with that.
No, yeah, it's very close. If they didn't at least sample it, in the chorus.
So I don't know if they, I don't know how far they took that song, if they covered it, all of it, sampled most of it, or, I don't know,
He's definitely using his own voice, so it's not actually sampling. What, either way, it's a cover.
Yeah.
If they use the same rhythms and the same riffs with the same words.
It's just, did they cover the whole song?
Yeah, I don't think they covered the whole song. Yeah. I think that's in the way, that's in that way, it's a sample. They sampled that lyric and that beat for that lyric. Because I was listening to it and I was like, okay, what's up? Shut up. I've heard this, but I knew I'd heard that, not just from my wife. And I was like, where? All right. Okay. What's up? Shut up. And I'm like, I know. And so Richard gets on there and he starts poking around YouTube. And sure enough, he's like, what about Trick Daddy? And I'm like, yeah, I definitely have heard them. And yeah.
I've heard of Trick Daddy.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Lots of people do cover work. And it was, for me, it was one of the songs that I enjoyed most. I kind of like the idea of it. Like, shut up.
Well, and it would make sense as well, with genres and everything.
I kind of thought that they were, to me, and this is just my personal opinion, I'm not a musical critic, but to me, they most remind me of the Beastie Boys, and not just in their style wasn't that much of the Beastie Boys, and necessarily their lyrics, but they just,
definitely got that on the last song.
They definitely do departure stuff, and it's in, it's more unpredictable, but still catchy.
And that
was the thing about the Beastie Boys. They were different, and they were kind of off the beaten path everything.
It's more about the instrumentals and the lyrics, not the voice itself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a pretty voice either,
And it doesn't, and with rap, it really doesn't need to be, and it really works with the way they do their music. That's when I could see them doing a lot of presentation, because they were talking about driving music in one of the third song, I think, and then we were talking about club music, I think, while we were listening, and it's just like, this is definitely stuff that you would put on a dance floor, and if you when people go to those conventions, a lot of times that's the best, as far as high energy part of the convention is when they have the musical shows. And and I think rap would be really cool to see at con and stuff like that, festivals. So I could see how they would do really well in that world and on that circuit, because they are quite different. And what I meant to imply by the similarity with the Beastie Boys is that they take risks and they do things that are innovative and different, things I didn't expect. And like I say, sampling a song I knew, that only encouraged me to learn more. It wasn't like I felt offended or like they stole it from him. I couldn't even remember who the guy was. I heard it before, but I just knew I'd heard it on some rap radio station in some era. I don't even know what year it was from, but yeah, and I was just, it was cool that I was,
that we were able to find that. Because with the song our intro song, I compared it to ICP more than I did to Hollywood Undead, say, because to me they're more of a early noughties, 90s vibe to them.
That's the same era as the Beastie Boys and some of the other bands we've mentioned, where they were at least in their height.
Yeah,
was in that era.
And part of their description says their influences is punk, and they classify part of their songs as a punk as well.
Yeah, like a punk, more punk style. And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, their departure rap, it's not mainstream.
No.
It's not mainstream hip hop, and it's not gangster rap. Right. It's kind of a new category of its own.
But they're the only ones that I really felt had that punk aspect to it, though, were the last two, Green Light Go and Don't Wanna Rap, which we did at the beginning.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, is that it got progressively more of a rock feel as they go down.
And with that, the punk feel, like the punk angsty rap.
Came into it,
But I
like both styles. Yeah, I thought they were both really cool.
And I think one of the ones with the outro is going to be There Goes My Ego, and I like that one because, everybody gets knocked down every once in a while.
Their lyrics are cool. Their lyrics definitely have some meaning behind them, and I've only gotten to hear each of the songs once, so I don't have a very firm grasp on the lyrics. But from what I heard, I liked it, and they definitely aren't just throwing words out there. Yeah, I don't. Sometimes with a lot of types of music, but especially rap, the chorus can get really repetitive on a lot of mm-hmm. stuff. But, you know, I think that just comes with the territory, and you kind of, you need to repeat it. You, like Bo Burnham says, you need to repeat stuff for people to like it. So, you know.
Repeat stuff. I was actually just listening to that today.
Because you like it, because it's popular, and you want to hear it, and you're used to it, and you understand it, and it repeats a lot.
I just think it's really funny.
It is funny as well.
As far as I can tell, on their Elephant 12's website, it's a little bit more set up like a blog instead of websites. They do have the different sections, like everything out there. You can just listen to the music, get their this EP. Pretty much sure that this is only a digital download.
Don't ever do that again.
So, do what again?
You have She's doing weird stuff with her thumb.
What are you doing?
Don't do it.
Strange.
I want to see.
But no, this one has the, if the libraries are interested in it, they'll have to be, you have to be able to capture it digitally somehow. But for fans out there that like the rap going into the punk rock influence as well, you want to jump to iTunes and look them up, and you can find their music there.
Yep.
Like they are on Facebook as well. You can like it there. They have probably more information about the band on their Facebook page than they do on their actual website. Because they don't have a bio on their
website. Did you give out their website?
Website is elephant12.com. And I believe it's just the number 12. It was on the top of that sheet. Okay. It seems like they're fun guys, just kind of hanging out, having fun with stuff. We posted one of their videos, Green Light Go, earlier at the beginning of this year or at the end of last year in December. And they kind of talked with me a little bit on Twitter a little bit. And they were fun to talk with, so, you know, I think you'll like their music. They say they want to have fun with their music, and it seems like they are, and that's how I'm interpreting it, you know. I don't think they're being lazy and saying, ooh, this is boring music. They're trying to ramp it up and have fun.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not boring. That's not the first word I would... Anything that you'd liken to the Beastie Boys and ICP and those kinds of... And really even just, you know, just in the way that you react to it. That's nothing boring. You're never going to get boring into that sentence.
Anything else, April?
I think that's all. What's
okay.
this?
Okay. That's one we were going to do, but we've never had time yet.
Oh, okay. We'll get that part. No.
I just want to see it.
Mm-mm. But... Ow.
All right. I have paper cutter.
Yes. I hit my head.
Batman's massive thigh back there.
Oh, God.
Okay, we'll wrap it up so we can go home.
Badeep, that's all.
We appreciate Elephant 12 and Katie Trimble of the Muse Box for sending us the EP Hello Fantastic. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
If you look them up on iTunes again, like I said, check them out. Download their stuff. Support them if you enjoy their music as well. But thank you again to Elephant 12 and Katie Trimble. And we're going to be leaving out with Elephant 12's There Goes My Ego. We're having fun here. We hope everybody's having fun out there. We will see everybody on the flip side.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.